This is the Editor's Weekly Podcast. We're on episode 10. Episode 10. I am your host for the evening, Jamie, and I'll be sitting right here beside with my counterpart, also, you know, female in crime, my wife, Lindsay.
Hey, what's up?
Well, this week we'll be discussing, since it's the spirit of the holiday season, and I do consider it a holiday, Halloween. And I like to talk about some horror games, and I say that loosely, on the on some of the systems that have been out. Well, yeah. First off, I want to start off with the, when I think of horror games that came out and everything, especially on older systems, one of the first things I think about is Friday the 13th. Don't ask me why, I just think about it.
That game is awful. That game is just straight awful.
Yeah.
Of course, we should throw in the fact that your lovely editor-in-chief is not a fan of horror films or horror games, because as I discovered as a young child, that the consequence, one of the side effects and consequences of having a high amount of intelligence is that you tend to get paranoid very easily. The least little thing, like, makes you paranoid. So, I'm the person that if I watch a horror film, I'm up all night, you know, freaking out because I watched a horror film. Like, I've never been able to watch them. So, consequently, I've never played any of the little games that have come out. I mean, I've seen Friday the 13th, the game, but, I try not to play them because it's a little bit too much, even for me. So, I don't play stuff like Silent Hill or Fatal Frame or anything like that. That's too much for me. I think probably the most I can stand is maybe Luigi's Mansion or some nonsense on GameCube.
Well, I am someone who actually did. I was actually raised on horror movies. I watch horror movies all the time. In fact, when I was just a young lad, when the original Friday the 13th came out, my parents took me and my younger sister out at a drive-in theater to watch that movie. So, I guess it's safe to say when it comes to horror video games that, you know, it takes a lot to get to me, along with movies. Friday the 13th video game on the NES was, I would have to say, it's a horror game as in none other. One, it's not really that scary. I mean, you know Jason's there because you've already done the research and you know it's Friday the 13th. Two, the music changed.
Did it?
Yeah, the music's changed all the time.
Well, did it change when he shows up in the cabin?
Yeah, the music changed right when Jason shows up. All the time the music changed. So you know when you're going to see Jason. But the horror game, the horror that was about that game for me, it was actually the gameplay and the style of it. I mean, they made it, it was supposed to be an action adventure, but ended up being sort of like a platformer. I'm not sure exactly what you would call it, because you have to go around and find counselors. Okay, obviously the counselors know that something's trying to get them, because you're trying to round them all together. So you gotta go through each cabin. The maps doesn't help, by the way. None of the maps help.
So I've been told.
Jason, at any time, can show up. He's just random. He can show up at any time. Not only that, but you gotta fight these wild creatures along the way. And zombies. Lots of zombies come up. Me being a fan of Friday the 13th, I'd never seen any zombies except for Jason to come up. So yeah. I didn't understand all these other zombies coming
Jason,
up. And
Jason is a zombie. He's considered a zombie. The reanimated dead. So why are there zombies in that game?
I'd never seen anyone fighting the wolves in the movie either. But, you know, they had it on the game too. But anyway, so you get to this cabin. The cabin looks very small. Most cabins you walk in, even on the movie. You walk in, there might be a few cabins, the counselor cabins where they had hallways, but this one, you walk in, you see an empty room. You turn to the left, you get another view of it. You can walk forward and then turn down the hall. Sometimes you see something, sometimes you don't. It's just completely random because none of the counselors are in the same spot every time you start. And if you die, it starts all over and they randomly move them all over again.
Wow. Seriously?
So I have to say that the horror part of this game is the game being made itself. It really was a horrible game. Now, if they redid this game today, I believe...
Nobody would ever play it.
I believe it will be much better this time. One, the graphics have improved greatly. People will now understand what a survival horror is supposed to feel like. So, I'm guessing it'll probably be like a first-person game. You know, maybe they give you the option to play as Jason. That'd be awesome, too, but that probably would never happen. But the graphics would be much better. The gameplay would be much better. I mean, if you have games like Condemned, for instance, I think it would have been a great part of it. If they redid Friday the 13th, they can use that same engine. Well, let's move on to another classic of mine.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I definitely didn't play that. Yeah, I can't even watch any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, let alone play a game based on it. That's not happening.
I love the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I thought Robert Englund was just perfect as Freddy Krueger.
He is awesome. Scary.
The writing that they did, the script, the screenplay was just awesome. When it came to video games, though, I could not. I repeat, could not bring myself to play this game. I looked at it. It was a platformer. And as I looked at it, and there's a platformer, and you have all these creatures going around, and I was like, I can understand maybe the creatures, but searching for things, I mean, I couldn't take it. I really just stayed away from this game. Now, if any one of our listeners out there can find redeeming facts and redeeming qualities for this game,
yeah,
let us know.
Right.
I will play it then. But all the research I've seen is keeping me away from this game.
Yeah, that game was bad. That game was really bad from what I've been told. Because, of course, you know I didn't play it. But from what I've been told, it's really bad. Like, it's almost like Friday the 13th bad. With controls and stuff.
Well, the Friday the 13th game could have been better if they'd left off the name Friday the 13th. that'd probably been a better game then. Now, I'm not saying that these are all the best horror games out there, or survival horrors, because, I mean, I played a lot of them, but a lot of them didn't play. Had to have time to watch the movies, so I didn't get the chance to play all the horror games. So again, any of you listeners out there know any good horror games, let me know.
Right.
When it comes to survival horror, you know, the Capcom basically invented the term survival horror.
Yes, so, yes, they did.
You can't talk about horror games without bringing up Resident Evil or any of the Resident Evil games whatsoever. Because every single one of them, now repeat, every single one of them I thought was really nicely done. Well, except maybe Dead Aim. Dead Aim was a little interesting. But
Dead Aim was bad from what I've been
but
told.
It was all pretty good. It was nicely written. And the thing that got me really was the original game was, especially your first time through, you really had no idea. And it was interesting how they mixed well with the songs. How sometimes you hear songs and sometimes there wouldn't be any songs. So you never know when something was coming up. I particularly like the fact that they tried to make you feel like you were really part of the game by allowing you to look like as the door opening up so you can evaluate the room, see what's going on. Now, some of the voice acting...
Oh, the voice acting was bad.
...was not necessarily up to par. But you forget all about the voice acting not being up to par when something big falls down from the ceiling. But, or...
Like a spider.
Or, if you're playing my favorite Resident Evil game ever, Nemesis, and he just busts through the rooms yelling out stars, so you run. I mean, You only got a pistol, and obviously the pistol's not stopping, and he busts through the wall. So you run, you go through the next room, thinking it's a normal game. You think it's over. No, you hear him open up the door and come behind you, still yelling out stars. So you got to run several rooms before you can get rid of Nemesis. And then the computer is designed, I'm sorry, the AI is designed for Nemesis to randomly show up in different spots. You never know where he's going to be at. Walking down this alleyway, and Nemesis was sitting on top of the building, shooting rockets at me. I mean,
shooting rockets at people, that's hot.
I mean, Resident Evil was definitely by far, I would say, if you want some good classic, I need to play this at nighttime, nothing on, with the lights of the TV, surround sound.
See, I wouldn't even be doing that.
you got to play the Resident Evil series. Go through every single one of them. Now, I understand a lot of people said they're not scary anymore. And a lot of people said they become racist.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. If they have... The Japanese are... Sometimes they're a little clueless about... how things can be perceived. So I honestly think they weren't trying to be racist with 5 and the African zombies. I really don't think they were trying to be racist. It's just that Capcom of Japan really should have thought about that before they put that game out on the market with the black zombies. Because, yeah, if you can go to Japan, and this is actually true, if you watch Co-op, you can see this in one of their videos when Caesar went to Japan, and they had some kind of, the thing that you could get in one of the vending machines was called the Black Man's Speedo, and it was a rather large Speedo with a large bump. Yeah, I think they don't realize necessarily how that could be perceived in other countries. So, that's why I don't think they were really trying to be racist, but at the same time, it's like, who didn't check that before it went out? Come on now.
I didn't think it was racist, just for a simple fact of, one, it took place in Africa.
Yes, that was the reason why I didn't think it was really all
what
that
color
racist.
You think the zombies are going to be?
Yeah. if they were not African American or black, which they would be considered black. If they were not black, it would have been out of place. And then people would have been complaining because it's like, you're in Africa, we're the black people. I promise you somebody would have said that. So, yeah, they were I don't know, I might not have picked Africa just to begin with. Like I would have just left Africa alone. Because damned if you do, damned if you don't.
They had to, because, you know, according to the storyline of Resident Evil, Umbrella spread all throughout the world, so of course they had to get to Africa somehow.
Yeah, yes. There's no way they were going to get to
anything
Africa.
Illegal that ever happens in the world sometimes end up in Africa. I'm just saying. So.
Bless my people.
So, that being said, I didn't see anything racist about the game. I mean, I played it. To me, it was a great game. I had no qualms about killing zombies. I don't care what color they are. So, we're in Africa. I'm going to kill me some black zombies. So, I don't care.
You wouldn't have any problem with it.
No, I don't have any problem killing zombies. You know, I've already mapped out what to do if there is ever a zombie outbreak.
I need to learn how to shoot a gun and throw Molotov cocktails and not startle the witch.
That only happens in Left 4 Dead. And I believe as a zombie outbreak was to take place, the witch would not be sitting around crying.
Actually, I would be more of a boomer. I would be the boomer, and I would just walk up to people and just vomit on them. And then get, you know, half my head blowed off. Not blown off, blowed off.
That brings up to the next game we have, Left 4 Dead. Which I play extensively.
Now that I can, if I actually cared to play anything on the 360, I would actually play that. Because even though it's a first person shooter and it would probably cause me to puke my brains out after about 20 minutes, I could actually, like, that wouldn't bother me. Like, I would play that and probably be okay with not having nightmares. Like, I've watched you play it, and you and your friend Kaylin play it, and it's not bothered me. Like, I may have had, like, a dream about it the very first time, but after that, I'm just desensitized to the killing of zombies at this point. And Left 4 Dead. So much so that I can call myself a boomer. And run around belching at people. Not that I do that, but, you know, I being rotund like a boomer and sometimes full of gas. Yes, I can identify with the poor boomer when he gets shot up. Yeah. I think somebody should create a society for the preservation and help for boomers.
There's no society for them. They kill themselves by jumping off a building sometimes.
That is funny. They do jump off a building. That is kind of funny. Yeah, but boomers are awesome.
Boomers are one of my favorites to play in Versus game. Now, yes. Left 4 Dead...
Because you run around throwing up on people all the time.
Yep. Now, Left 4 Dead, I have to say, brought a widespread of people to killing zombies at one time online, because, you know, you get to kill your friends off of their zombies too, which, truth to be told, is the American dream. You want to kill your friend off, but you feel bad about it, so what's the best way to do it? He's a zombie. You have no qualms then. You're just putting him out of his misery. Now, granted, you might still have some hostility about what they did to you some years ago when you did it, but it's okay. I mean, it was a zombie. It was either you killed him or he was going to eat you. One of the two. Now, I did notice with Left 4 Dead that no one ever said anything about the black zombies in that game. No one said it was racist.
Oh, they're black zombies?
Yeah, there's black zombies in that game.
Oh, wow.
It takes place in America. There's got to be black zombies.
Supposedly, I don't know. It's a large city in America, and I don't remember where exactly. I'm thinking about the Dawn of the Dead movies that actually take place in Pennsylvania.
That's what the black zombie based off of. The only black zombie I see runs around in a Big Daddy costume.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They did base that off of it because they said they liked the Big Daddy concept.
Good old Big Daddy. Now.
Yeah, we watched that and had nightmares.
I didn't have nightmares.
I had nightmares. I was up all night, if I recall correctly. I was up all night.
You were not up all night. You slept off and on. As long as I was awake, you slept. If I went to sleep at any time, you woke up. I had to get up and hold a katana to make sure there was no zombies coming in the house to eat your belly button.
That is awful. That movie was just... That was awful. That was an awful little movie.
It was just gory. But
it was extremely gory.
What do you expect zombies to be?
It was extremely gory. And by the way, our police department where we live... Yeah, I would not be going to the police department trying to, you know, secure any kind of area or anything. Because chances are they're going to be run over by zombies first, before anything. They would be the first place to be run over.
Well, everyone knows the first place to go is go to Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, well, granted, Walmart probably open when that happens, so you got to wait a couple days. But
yeah.
You break into Walmart, and there's all your zombie killing items right there just waiting for you. Except for guns. You got to wait 3 days, you know, plus show your license before you get the guns. But you got chainsaws, you got riding lawnmowers, you got baseball bats, you got bicycles. You can rig all that stuff up. Pull a MacGyver out. Rig that stuff up. You got knives, you got everything. Although, you know, you can't get the guns right away. You got to wait a couple days, you know. You can always get the pellet guns. You got the paintball guns. Shoot them in the eye, something like that. I mean, just aim for the head in case of a zombie outbreak. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm going to the police department. They probably going to be turned into zombies anyway, but I'm going to the police department to get the guns.
They ain't got no guns there. They got locked up.
Well, how are we going to get the guns then?
We go to a pawn shop that sells guns.
Oh. Oh, okay, in that case. yeah, I guess we won't be going to the good old PD down the street from us.
Nope. Now, a word to the wise. Avoid any malls. Do not pay attention to what the movie says. Do not go to any malls whatsoever. Now, granted, they might look very peaceful and hold up and everything, but there's too many spots in there for zombies to hide.
Yep. And too many people can be turned into zombies at one point. All in a, you know, en masse, they can be turned into zombies. And then you're like in an inferno for crying out loud. So, yeah, I think staying away from the mall is a very good idea. We live in a tiny town, so, I mean, like, we have no place to go. We have to go elsewhere. We leave here quickly. Because, like, everybody gonna get turned into a zombie.
We're in North Carolina. We get quarantined.
And they're probably nuked off the face of North Carolina, Earth.
North Carolina and South Carolina will be quarantined. Now, they won't nuke us because we got a nuclear facility too close by.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's chain reaction death right there.
So, yeah, we just get quarantined and have to stay here and survive, you know, wait out. You know, like the movies, 28 Days Later and things like that. So, now back to Left 4 Dead. It's a great game. Couple levels. Now, if you're used to zombies running a little slow...
They don't run slow in Left 4 Dead.
I guess the best thing to say is, don't think of them as zombies. Just think of them people as mindless, infected people who want to eat you.
Actually, the deal with Left 4 Dead, and I did research on this. The deal with Left 4 Dead is, they don't come out exactly and tell you what's wrong with the people in the game. But supposedly what the deal is like they have some kind of infection, like rabies, except it makes them, you know, want to eat people. And that's why they're technically not fully zombies. So you're actually killing, like, real people. You're killing people. It's just... this strange disease has, like, affected the population, like, en masse, and you just happen to be, the four survivors happen to be, those who are immune to it in the city. But,
now, they're not the only survivors.
No, they're not. They aren't. They're just four that you see their story, their particular story. But I have read that. The guy said that they're not actually... really, like, undead. Living dead. They're not undead. They're actually still alive. They just have this infection that, like, makes them, you know, stupid.
Yeah, and it affects their mind and everything. And you agitate them because you can walk by them, you know, you see them just sitting down, laying down.
Vomiting. Doing a lot of vomiting.
sometimes they're up. They just prop their heads up. You even see them fight against each other and kill one off. But... usually it's not until you shine a flashlight in their face before they come out of their stupor and they want to come kill you.
Noise and lights tend to agitate them. And it's kind of like animals. If you ever see an animal with rabies, I guess, it makes them do that. Mm-hmm. So that's it. It apparently, like, loud noises and light, they have a severe aversion to light, animals with rabies. And that's kind of the concept here.
Well... also with that game, you got the witch who's just, you can always tell when you're near the witch, she's crying. And no one knows what she's crying about. No one really cares.
First question. What is she crying about? Why is she sitting there crying?
Maybe she's crying because she realized she's turned into one of those infected. Maybe she's changing and evolving to an infected. Maybe it's painful for her. Maybe she doesn't want to get killed and that's why she's crying. Maybe she's crying to lure someone over there so she can kill them.
Yes.
That's what I think.
I think that's what that is, too.
But, needless to say, you should avoid the witch. Yes. Because
the witch... Get away from her. She's crazy.
The witch is a bitch. As soon as you alert her, and sometimes it takes her a while for her to alert, but as soon as she gets up, she runs at you. One hit... and you automatically knocked down to, like, no life. And she will keep attacking you unless someone kills her off first until you die.
Yep.
After you die, she'll run off. Yep. Now, you can kill her off easily by, you know, getting a shotgun. which is exactly what I'll be looking for in case there's a zombie apocalypse. Just so y'all know,
I want a shotgun.
I will be having a shotgun.
I want an automatic shotgun, man.
And I will be aiming for hits.
Yeah, hit shot.
And unlike some people, I will keep counting how many people I shot.
You would. Like this damn Shaun of the Dead or something.
I gotta pay respect for those people after we safely and everything. You know, I didn't want to kill them, but you know, I gotta make sure they get put out of their misery. No one of them be laying over there twitching, you know, until they bleed to death. So I'm gonna shoot them in the head and then, you know, keep count. Gotta keep count because I won't know who their name are, unless it's, you know, one of my friends or something like that, and I might have to put them down. And because I care about you friends so much, I will make sure you go down quickly.
You cold-blooded, man. We gotta go pick up Kalen from Florida. We gotta go pick up his buddy Kalen from Florida, because Kalen's gonna do some headshots, too.
Well, we've already talked about it and everything.
Kalen's well prepared for the zombie
apocalypse.
We will
meet somewhere on I-95.
Yeah.
To which we'll rendezvous, and we all said we'll go to Walmart to get more supplies. And possibly a grocery store, because we gotta get food. Now, we gotta watch out, because thanks to Zombieland reminding us, there'll be some zombies inside the grocery stores. Yeah. So, you know, we gotta make sure we take care of them and everything. Now, we did say that a lot of people are probably gonna go to churches, which is understandable, because some people want, you know, they want to pray and they want to get their comfort.
Yeah, well,
during the zombie apocalypse,
he ain't ringing no damn bell in the church. I know that.
But what I'm saying is, we're staying away from the churches because all it takes is one person who has so much compassion for the world that they bring someone in who could be contaminated, and then next thing you know, everyone's trying to eat each other,
and not in a good way.
So, that being said, We all figured out that we'll meet on I-95. We'll find some big vehicles, because someone with a Hummer is going to get turned into a zombie. Yeah, that.
I'm confiscating somebody's Hummer.
So we're taking the Hummer and someone's SUV, and maybe, you know, maybe a van or anything. You know, we might find some vans and everything. No, you can't get pickup trucks. They can hide in the back.
Oh, no, that's bad.
So we've decided we'll do that, and we'll stay on the move. We keep going until the U.S. government tells us to stop. To which then we will sit there at the line where we're quarantined at, so the U.S. government can protect us by shooting over our heads and killing off the zombies while we use backup.
Yeah.
So,
you let me know how that work out.
That's going to work out just fine. That's our plan. That's what we're going to stick to. So, now, I think so far, you know, short podcast, but, you know, it was much needed discussion to take place there, such as everyone needs to know and have plans what they need to do during a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
Everyone needs to plan that.
Yes, that's crucial.
And two, if any people out there know any good horror games that I didn't mention, because I mean, I played a lot of horror games, but at the same time,
Castlevania
is a great horror game, but I never consider it a horror game because,
yeah, I never think of it as a horror game. Like, I always think of it as just a platformer.
Yep, that's the only reason. Just because of the blood and mayhem, you know, you get, but there was never any horror factor. You know you're going to run into monsters on Castlevania.
Yes, but it features such classics as Frankenstein's Monster. And yes, children, just so that you know, Frankenstein's monster is not named Frankenstein. He is just named Frankenstein's Monster. He was not given a name in the book. Okay, just so y'all know that. In the game, however, he is considered Frankenstein. He's called Frankenstein.
It's just because that's what most people can refer to him as.
Yes, that's true. Yes, most people assume, though, that he is indeed just named Frankenstein, and he's not. He's just not given a name, and they refer to him as Frankenstein's monster. That's some trivia for you Mary Shelley fans out there.
That's, you know, because what the movies did, because, you know, there was Frankenstein movie that came out back in the day on black and white, and then they made The Bride of Frankenstein, yes, which, of course, didn't help out either. So, I mean, that's what you get. And all we talk about the, what was that, Van Helsing.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman's hot, but that was weird.
They called him Frank.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, whatever. It's because the dude who made him name was Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes, it was.
Goodness. Yes, but if you'll recall, and actually, you could even consider, like, Darkstalkers / Vampire to be, like, a horror game, except the fact that it's a fighter. But it has horror elements to it.
I guess getting ganked by cats would be horrifying to some people.
Please help me. I need help.
Yeah, I guess that would be horrifying.
Well, no, it's the fact that you have a succubus and you have a vampire, a damn fear, you have Frankenstein's monster. What else? What is Jetta? Jetta's something. I don't know. Jetta's like Satan or something. I don't know. Who else is in that game? You have werewolf, a reanimated mummy. I'm going through the list of characters that's in the game. You have undead children reanimated as a familiar and a undead child. I can't remember exactly what CNCO is classified as, but right at this moment. But that's like all types of horror. Oh, and you got Sasquatch. We can't forget, God, how could I forget? Good old, who committed suicide and killed like 100 of his fellow concert goers.
Raptor.
Yeah, thank you, Lord Raptor. That fool committed suicide, set the poor people up to go to the concert. People went to the concert and, like, died. It was, like, 4 people that died at the concert, right? And then he finally, like, had his final concert. And he basically, his song lyrics were, resuscitations to, like, to sacrifice people. So, he had, like, 100 people just up and die at the concert. And then he killed himself, like, at the same time. I can't remember how they said exactly he killed himself, but he died. He died horribly. So did the people in the crowd. They died kind of horribly. But, that game's all about some horror. But it's not horror.
But like, if you base that on, like, a horror game, then that means Killer Instinct would have to be a horror game.
No, because it's more sci-fi.
It had werewolf.
Yeah, but it's more sci-fi. It had
velociraptors that eating people.
Yes, it did. It puked on you too, didn't it?
I don't remember him puking on you. I remember him.
He ate you.
I remember him jumping over there and eating you. Maybe he did puke on you. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Not to mention the angry black guy going around punching people.
Yeah. GJ combo.
And I mean, you want to go with horror elements, how about the woman who flashed people and they die of a heart attack?
Well, supposedly because she had square breasts. They didn't know what they were seeing. And yeah,
and then the Native American electrocuting people with his spirit dance.
Yeah, I guess that is kind
of. And how about the two-headed giant at the end of the game?
Yeah, I know. Idol was, according to the game, Idol's a chump. And the second one. Also, now, if we're going to go on horror, it's kind of horror sci-fi, but Mortal Kombat is, too.
Yep.
Because Cabal, like, scares you to death. I always kind of wonder what that was about. Like, I was like, damn, Cabal? Seriously, like, you took your mask off and you scared that dude, and so he died? His soul literally ran away.
He took his mask off, and all of a sudden his hair instantly grew up. Because his hair grows up when that happens.
Yes, he scared him. He scared him. He was like screaming at him.
Yes. But everyone, even Jax, hair grows like 15 feet.
No. Cabal's hair is the one that grows. I remember that one. His is the one that grows, but, like, the person gets scared out of the... Literally, gets scared to death and, like, runs away. And you have reanimated dead people who've been dead for 10,000 years. And you got people stealing souls and...
They're immortal. They can do that.
Yeah, I mean... Well, supposedly, though, if you die in a tournament, that's it. Like, you dead. But, like, Liu Kang couldn't die. Actually, he can. Liu Kang could die. He couldn't die. He couldn't die after one. He could die in... And actually, he's not even supposed to be able to die in two. Because as long as there's it's a tournament, he can die. But if it's not a tournament, he can't die. He has to survive until the next tournament. Two was not a tournament. They kind of tell you that in three. And three also was not a tournament. There was actually... What's retarded about that whole thing is... The only tournament that actually happens is one. It's the first game. There are no other tournaments. Ever. In the rest of the series. There are no other tournaments. Except for Armageddon.
Well, Mortal Kombat... versus DC was a tournament.
Not really.
The realms were coming together. They had to fight it out. I'm hearing nothing but tournament part going on right there.
But that wasn't a sanctioned tournament by the Elder Gods.
Elder Gods got nothing to do with it.
It does.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. Darkseid said so.
Darkseid's a punk.
Hey, he ran that tournament, so you could be quiet.
No. You talking to an MK... history specialist. Like, I specialize in that. No, that was not a tournament. And it's a what if.
As with all things in history, it changes as time goes on.
It was a what if. And as a matter of fact, when they make Mortal Kombat 9, which, if that wasn't 9, I think that was considered 8. If when they make MK9, they're going to come out and tell you that there wasn't no tournament. Because, yeah, Liu Kang, I'm still trying to figure out how they killed Liu Kang. I mean, I understand that they was trying to get rid of Liu Kang for, like, ever and ever and ever, but Liu Kang, technically they can't kill Liu Kang, because they got to have Mortal Kombat.
There's a loophole in that rule somewhere. I mean, they found it.
Yeah, apparently the Deadly Alliance found that. But they can't kill him. They're not supposed to be able to kill him. Which doesn't make sense how they're going to kill him off in... Deadly Alliance. That didn't make sense. I mean, if you're gonna kill Liu Kang, who has basically been your franchise character from the beginning, please give me a reason for killing Liu Kang. Don't just tell me, oh, well, because Shang Tsung and Quan Chi felt like it. No. That's not a valid reason, Midway. Oh, I'm sorry, you no longer exist. That's not a valid reason, MK Team. I mean, you just can't kill him off just because you're tired of, you know, making a sprite for him. Okay, I get it. He's been in, like, every game since the beginning, but you can't just randomly kill off your franchise character, a.k.a. like you did Johnny Cage. I understand Daniel Pacino made y'all mad. I understand that. But you ain't got... Y'all didn't have to kill Johnny Cage. That was ridiculous. There was no reason to kill Johnny Cage. So, I mean... I'm just saying, it's... Mortal Kombat has elements of horror associated with it. It's really a lot of sci-fi with it, though. It's really a lot of sci-fi going on with Mortal Kombat. So I would classify that more as a sci-fi game than sci-fi fighting game than I would say horror fighting game. Not like in the same vein as Darkstalkers. So.
Sounds good. Well, let's see.
Yeah, so what we got coming up next week?
Well, our viewers, our listeners and viewers, because, you know, we do have a lot of videos up on our site. Come check us out.
Yeah, especially check out, we started, if you haven't watched before, we've started the Gaming Insurrection show, which features our soon-to-be associate editor, Jamie Mosley, and our contributing editors, Marcus Barnes and Brandon Beatty, playing random games and talking about stuff. And I should be making an appearance next week in episode 4, playing Marvel vs. Capcom with my spouse. We'll look for more episodes coming up. We're going to try to take a trip to south of the border, which is on the border of North Carolina and South Carolina, and see what they've got. We've heard conflicting reports that there are arcades there, so we're going to go down there and check it out, see what's going on with that, because I'm very interested to know. It's probably about maybe half an hour from where we are, so I mean, that's a nice quick weekend jaunt to see, you know, what they have, what they don't have. Is it actually, you know, open? And we're gonna go looking. We're gonna start our road trip tour for a future issue of Gaming Insurrection. Probably sometime, maybe it may not even be 2010. It might be 2011. I have to look at the upcoming schedule for our features, but we're gonna do a road trip. So yeah, check us out for our videos. Definitely, we're trying to get those out and have people come and watch us. But yeah, next week, what's going on?
Next week, we'll be talking about violence in video games and how violence in video games are entertaining.
Yeah, one of our favorites, MK, since you've heard us talk about this, and we also talked about MK in like episode 2 of our Editor's Weekly podcast. MK is one of the top on that list, that is the top on the list, probably, of entertaining violent video games. I remember when violent video games were, you know, all the panic on Capitol Hill in Washington, so.
It still is.
It is, but not so much like it was, where people were just absolutely freaking out.
Well, right now, they're not focused on fighting games, because they can care less about fighting games. Right yeah. Now, the violence is about
GTA.
Grand Theft Auto. Anything that has to do with you running around shooting people who are minding their own business. You robbing. Getting prostitutes. Yeah. Selling drugs.
That game is ridiculous.
Even if you're a police officer, you can still do all this stuff, such as Crackdown.
Yeah,
I mean, those are things that are considered, you know, very violent. So, all our listeners, tune in next week. Where we'll be talking about violence in the video game and how it's entertaining.
Yep. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Thanks for listening. Check us next week.